You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
To London we go. Good morning to you, Adam. Top story. Kim and Trump summit on the 12th of June in Singapore might not happen after all.
It might not happen, but it might. We don't know at this stage. You can imagine there are a few phone calls and a few backstage meetings going on. We know the White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders has said the US president remains ready. That is when he's not being castigated for failing to reveal payments to adult film actresses, allegedly. North Korea released that angry statement saying that they might pull out of the meeting because of America's insistence on them getting rid of nuclear weapons. And essentially, it's a warning shot, isn't it, from Kim Jong-un. The statement says North Korea is totally disappointed by reckless remarks from Washington, which is why, I guess, in the last 24 hours, there haven't been any reckless remarks, have there? They want it to take place. Maybe, though, Bongani, maybe we're just putting a little bit too much weight on this summit. Maybe, yeah, it'll be a meeting. Yeah, it's important, but will actually something get agreed? We hope so, but perhaps we shouldn't count our chickens.
Someone take his phone away, I keep saying. The royal wedding, of course, 2 days. Give us an update on the royal wedding report.
I know you'll be setting your clocks. 52 hours and 36 minutes now to go. Assuming they're on time, that is. I mean, they might not be. You never know with royal weddings. And also, because Windsor is a small, antiquated little place at the best of times, even without any tourists on a weekday, it's pretty small and pretty crowded. So with the whole royal fuss, you can imagine it'll be difficult to get things to happen on time. Currently, there are 5,000 accredited media, either already there or heading there, from 74 organisations. Some of the, as they put it, harmlessly obsessed have already staked out their positions. I suggest that's not the media, that's normal people who are wanting to watch the comings and goings. I mean, 2 days before? Some were there yesterday. The controversial Operation Squeaky Clean has begun. That's the removal of homeless people, lest they clutter up the wedding. Yeah. Pregnant women are being advised not to go into labour on Saturday. I don't quite know what you do about that, really. Apart from, I mean, have a phone number, have an alternative route. Obviously, this applies to women around the Windsor area in case of congestion, but they're being told probably not the best day to give birth. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, we know they've named their 6 bridesmaids and 4 page boys, including Prince George and Princess Charlotte. But how's this? A half of their 10, they're all kids, but a half of them are under the age of 5. I would suggest somebody on Saturday has got a horrible job of herding toddlers. I wonder who that'll be.
It's a sad day for Republicans in the UK, I can tell you that much, Adam. Thank you very much. Of course, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Hosatsana Oleblomo. Hosatsana Oleblomo, who tweeted, "What is broken heart syndrome and has it been medically proven to exist?" We spoke to Dr. Naran, a cardiologist.
Unfortunately, broken heart syndrome does exist, but it's unfortunately a very, very poor term for a highly complex illness. Broken heart syndrome actually refers to a form of cardiomyopathy or heart muscle thickness, which results in the heart dilating out. It's also frequently called a Takotsubo's cardiomyopathy, as it was first described in Japan, and it was named after the Japanese name for an octopus trap, which has a shape that is similar to the systolic apical ballooning appearance of the left ventricle. The Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, or stress-induced cardiomyopathy, mimics a heart attack in many, many ways, in the sense that the symptoms are exactly the same. The patient does present with chest pain. The heart enzymes, which show that there has been muscle damage, also goes up, and the ECGs can look very, very similar. The difference being that with the Takotsubo stress-induced cardiomyopathy, there isn't any coronary artery occlusions noted.
Mind over matter, indeed. Congratulations to Hosatsana for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex. Glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.